You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White, and it is time for our Central Coast business wrap-up. Mike Manchek is the president, CEO for the Economic Vitality Corporation, or EVC. It's a nonprofit working to generate jobs, promote startups, and increase investment throughout Slo County. And he joins us with a look at the current business dealings and trends affecting the area. Welcome back, as always, Mike.
Hello, Randall.
EVC, your organization, is out with a new survey, first of its kind, as I understand it, in Slo County, on housing, often referred to as workforce housing. It's that housing for the people that are employed and in years past maybe would have no problem affording a home, but that has shrunk by a lot. What are some of the key findings in the report?
Well, as background, part of the reasons that the EVC took this project on was to learn more about what you call workforce housing, which is very different than affordable housing. Until we did this survey of about 500 employers and employees in the county, much of this was anecdotal. So not a lot of people knew about what the actual needs and wants are of these working people who are having a difficult time either affording to buy a home or to rent a home on the Central Coast. So this first ever survey learned a lot. And there's some information that comes from it that is somewhat concerning, and it bolsters this information that we have known for quite some time, that the area is actually one of the least affordable in the nation.
Yeah.
So there's areas to the south, let's say in Santa Barbara County, where homes are more expensive, but they're not don't fall under this category of unaffordability. And the reason is because there's a balance between income or median income and medium house price. And in San Luis Obispo County, we have a dilemma where the housing prices don't match the income, meaning the incomes are too low here, lower than they are in other places, which is why we are one of the least affordable in the nation, which is not something to brag about, and it's certainly something that we need to help fix, because otherwise companies are having a hard time attracting talent.
Yeah, the numbers in your survey show that this is not a small problem if your numbers end up reflecting the larger workforce. More than one out of four are likely to leave San Luis Obispo County because of the disparity between what they make and what they can afford. And 88% of employees say it is somewhat or very difficult to find the housing that they feel they should be able to afford.
It's an ongoing problem. It has nothing to do with the economy necessarily, in that whether there's a recession or not, this is independent from that. But it does show you that there's a supply and demand issue in this county, more so than a lot of other places.
Really interesting stuff. All the numbers are there on your website at sloevc.org. All right, we have time for one more story here. And local healthcare powerhouse, I guess you could call them at this point, Mindbody, rolling out a wellness exchange for employers. Lots of changes in the healthcare industry. How does this fit in?
Well, this is a Central Coast company that has about 700 employees. They're looking to double that with their new headquarters. And they've raised about $98 million from venture capital. And it's a company that has now, I think, discovered their next big thing. It is what I believe could be highly disruptive for the healthcare industry. And that's a positive thing, in that it would provide a one place under one roof to find all the information you need for healthcare providers. So by that, it would include not just physicians, but it would include massage therapists, yoga, you name it, it would include it, which is very different. I don't believe anything like that exists anywhere. And I believe, as I said, this could be the next big thing for that company, which has been doing very, very well.
All right, Mike Manchek, he is the president, CEO of the Economic Vitality Corporation. We have links to everything we talked about today on our website at kcbx.org. Mike, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you for having me on.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.